The New Civil Rights Bill. The bill would protect the rights of African Americans. No longer would hotels, restaurants, movie theaters, and stores be able to turn away black customers. The new Civil Rights Act became law in 1964, less than 8 months after John F. Kennedy's death. Chapter 7. A Sudden End. The next election for president was going to be in 1964. JFK wanted a second term. By late 1963, he was already thinking about his campaign. He decided to travel to Texas, the home state of Vice President Lyndon Johnson. Jack planned to make speeches to a group of businessmen at the Trade Mart in Dallas. He knew that many Texans had voted for Richard Nixon in the 1960 election and that they were angry over his stand on civil rights. The trip to Texas, with Jackie by his side, would be a good way to mend fences with these voters and gain their support. Many people close to JFK worried about the trip. The crowds in Texas might be unfriendly, but that was not so. At lunchtime, the president's plane touched down at the Dallas airport. A large and cheering crowd came to greet JFK and Jackie, elegant and glamorous in her pink suit and matching pillbox hat. Kennedy commented, "This doesn't look like an anti-Kennedy crowd." A long procession of cars, called a motorcade, headed through the city. The president and his wife sat at the back of a limousine with the governor of Texas and his wife. Vice President Johnson and his wife were in another car. The president's limousine had a plastic shield to put over the passengers to protect them from rain. It could also deflect bullets. But Jack wanted to leave the plastic top off. It was a beautiful day. He wanted to see the crowd. And he wanted the crowd to see him. As the Kennedys rode through the streets of Dallas, they smiled and waved. One little girl had a sign that said, "Mr. President, will you please stop and shake hands with me?" Kennedy stopped the motorcade to shake hands with the girl. When the motorcade turned onto Main Street, the crowd was even larger. About 200,000 people had gathered to see the Kennedys pass by. The wife of the Texas governor, Nellie Connolly, looked at the packed streets and said, "You sure can't say that Dallas doesn't love you, Mr. President." A moment later, shots rang out. Someone in the limousine shouted, "Oh no, no, no." The president had been hit. Jack slumped over toward Jackie. Her pink suit was splattered with blood. The car sped through the streets to the nearest hospital. But it was too late. Doctors confirmed the awful news. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was dead. On a plane back to Washington, D.C., Vice President Lyndon Baines Johnson was sworn in as the new president. Jackie Kennedy stood by his side as he took the oath of office. It is now more than 40 years since JFK was killed that terrible day in Dallas. Yet everyone alive at the time remembers where they were when they heard the awful news. Barely an hour and a half later, a man named Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested for the shooting. Then, only 2 days later, another man named Jack Ruby shot and killed Oswald right in the Dallas police station and live on television news. For more than a year, evidence was gathered on the assassination. Many people did not believe that Oswald had acted alone. People in the crowd said they heard shots coming from two directions. But the official report said that Oswald, and only Oswald, was responsible for the president's death. It was as if the whole world, not just the United States, went into shock. How could something so senseless happen? And to such a young, vital president. JFK's smiling face was on the front page of newspapers on every continent. On the following Monday, the president's funeral was held in Washington, D.C. World leaders came, kings and queens. The flag-draped coffin was pulled through the streets by a team of white horses. There was also a black horse with no rider. A pair of boots was placed backward in the stirrups, the symbol of a fallen leader. Dressed in a black suit and veil, Jackie Kennedy stood with Caroline and John John. As the coffin passed them, John John raised his hand in a final salute to his father. The image of the little boy saying goodbye was captured in one of the most famous photographs of all time. The horses kept moving slowly. Soon, they reached Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. There, John Fitzgerald Kennedy was laid to rest. An eternal flame was lit beside his grave. Like the legendary King Arthur, whom he had admired as a boy, John F. Kennedy tried to be a fair, brave, and honorable leader. He inspired a nation to hope and dream for a better future. He was president for only 1,000 days, yet John F. Kennedy still holds a special place in the hearts of all Americans. This has been an Audible.com and Penguin Young Readers Group production. Music by Michael Whalen. Copyright 2005 by Yona Zeldis McDonough. Audio recording copyright 2008 by Penguin Group USA Incorporated.
Audible Kids hopes you have enjoyed this audiobook. For more like it, check out kids.audible.com.